This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers last night, obviously terrible overtime loss to the Canadiens, but who cares? They're back on the ice tonight in Toronto. That game can be heard on 790 AM. Your lines tonight for the Panthers. Panthers are minus 105 to win. Maple Leafs are minus 115. So essentially even for tonight's game. Over-under is 5.5 goals. And player props, let me look at the goaltenders. Anthony Stolarz, shots, let's see. Saves, where's saves? Anthony Stolarz, saves tonight for Toronto, 26.5. Is the over-under, and Sergei Bobrovsky tonight. He gets the start over Vanacek, who started last night for the Panthers. Bobrovsky, 23.5 is the over-under on saves. You going to make any bets on the Marlins game? Marlins game is starting in like 30 minutes.
We got to. I was just looking at line for the Inter-Miami game tonight because there's a...
Too late for me.
Yeah. There's a profit, there's a boost, rather, or like one of these popular bets that they put together, and let me see, they have both teams to score, Inter-Miami win, and a Leo Messi first goal score, prop bet, three bet parlay, plus 1,500, and I've got some profit boost to spare, Hawk, so... It's just sitting there, and I've been staring at it. It's enticing me.
Interesting. Yeah, the one there that would concern me is Messi first goal.
We don't even know if he's starting.
Don't even know if he's starting, do you?
Yeah, no, we don't. We don't even know. But there's also Messi anytime goal scorer, Suarez anytime goal scorer, and Olivier Giroud anytime goal scorer. He plays for LA, very famous French goal scorer who used to play in several top clubs in Europe, who plays for LAFC now. That's plus 1,500 also.
How about Marlins today? Plus 175 to win the game. What is this? Is it 1-1 this series?
Yep, rubber match.
Could the Marlins actually start the season winning two series in a row?
Beating the Pirates is one thing. Beating the Mets?
Right, Mets is another thing.
One guy makes more money than their entire payroll.
Pretty amazing. How about a little parlay here? How about a little hits parlay?
Okay.
But Juan Soto to get a hit over a half a hit. It's minus 240. With Otto Lopez to get a hit, minus 225. And Eric Wagaman. No, let's change that. Kyle Stowers.
Stowers.
How about Soto, Lopez, Stowers, each to get a hit, is plus 250.
Okay.
And I've got a 30% profit boost on that. So if I put $50 on that, boosted payout is 212.
All right, that's not bad.
All right, I'm putting it in. I'm parlaying. Got to get hits today. Juan Soto, Otto Lopez, Kyle Stowers. Everybody down with it?
I like it. I'll ride with you. Soto, who was it? Soto,
Lopez, and Stowers.
Otto Lopez.
Hey, something went wrong, it says.
You sure it's Stowers? You keep saying that, but isn't
it? Is Stowers. Yeah, it's definitely not Stowers. It is Stowers 100%.
Huh.
Yeah, the game winner, I think opening game.
Yeah.
It is definitely Stowers.
Okay. And when you say 100%, what do you...
Like literally 100%.
Okay.
This is strange. Something went wrong. We weren't able to place your bet. See below for details on what went wrong. Something went wrong with the bonus.
I got it in. I'll probably regret using my bonus bet on that.
Did you have a 30% bonus boost?
No, I had a $10 bonus boost on that. A bonus bet, rather. Bonus bet.
Oh, so just a $10 bonus bet.
Yeah, $10 bonus bet.
Not allowing me to use my boost.
People,
why do you suppose that is?
People are really surprised that I didn't know the show Doogie Howser, but man, that show was in 1989. I wasn't born until 94. Like, how the hell would I have watched that show?
It was like a pretty, I don't know, feels like one of those monumental shows.
Like big into pop culture, Doogie Howser?
Yeah.
Is that where Neil Patrick Harris blew up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I should have known that. Hey, you were talking to Sedano, by the way, Hawk, about Sedano making QAM cool.
Yep.
Or young, at least.
Yeah.
I had never listened to WQAM. Mind you, I was the only person in middle school and in high school of all my friends who all love sports who listen to sports talk radio. Like, they just didn't do that. I was the only one because of my brother. I had never listened to WQAM. I didn't know anything about QAM until Sedano went to QAM. And I would catch him on my way home from high school. That was the only
He brought a lot of the 790, the ticket sensibilities to QAM. Yeah. QAM had always shied away from everything that made 790 a success at the beginning. QAM was doing old school traditional sports radio. And when I say traditional, I mean, Neil Rogers obviously wasn't, but Hank would take calls, yell at callers. Jim Mandich would take calls and talk Dolphins all day long. Like it was, and then all of a sudden you had, you know, Sedano in the mornings at 790. And again, it changed when he went to QAM, but Sedano in the mornings, and you had OJ and Sid in the middays, and Dan and Stu Gatz in the afternoons, and we had a great night show rotating at time. Like, there was a lot of stuff going on at 790. And when Sedano ended up going to 560, he brought a lot of those sensibilities and kind of revitalized the station.
Yeah.
Then I came there, killed it.
No argument for me.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that.
Yeah.
All right, quick look at the headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. I was able to put that parlay in, by the way, but without a profit boost. But I've still parlayed hits today. Juan Soto, Otto Lopez, Kyle Stowers.
What about the South Florida trifecta tonight? Or I guess four Miami teams in action. The Marlins, the Heat, the Panthers, and Inter Miami. What about like all four to win tonight?
Not bad.
It's got to be what, plus 1,200? Because of how
Marlins will pay a pretty price. Heat will too. We're taking the Heat plus the points.
Plus the points.
Or just to win.
Straight up? That's crazy. I don't know.
Let's see.
I mean, I've got the guts, but man.
Are we taking the Marlins plus the runs? Marlins plus 1.5?
No, Marlins straight up. I think we have to take the Marlins straight up. Plus 175.
I'm going to take the Marlins plus 1.5.
All right.
I'm going to take the Heat plus 10.5 now. And what do you got for Inter-Miami?
I think they win. If Messi plays, I think
they're
win.
They're plus 225.
Yeah. LAFC's good. And they're on the road. Hmm. They're playing at 11:30. There's no
word
on
Messi. You can always
hedge
that. If you get the first three legs, then you hedge that one.
Yeah. I mean, this parlay is going to be done when the Marlins are down 8-0 in the second.
Well, I'm getting a run and a half.
All right. That won't help you when they're down 8-0.
Makes it a lot closer than what you'll have.
There's a three-bet parlay tonight. When you look at the NBA tally, the Jazz to beat Houston, the Heat to beat Boston, and the Hawks to beat Dallas, plus 11,300. They're all massive underdogs.
Well, I got Marlins plus 1.5, Heat plus 10.5, Inter Miami to win, and the Panthers to win. That's at plus 2440. So a $25 bet pays $634.
All right.
I'm going to put it in.
I'll do it right now.
I put it in.
Let's do it.
What do you think about that?
Let's do it.
I put it in.
All right, I see you.
I put it in.
Okay. Okay, I see you. Boom. I'm right there with you. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go, Marlins. Come on.
All starts with the fish.
All right, you want me to do headlines here, Ock?
Yeah, sure.
Tonight, Panthers, as you mentioned, they'll play the Leafs, who have not lost a game in regulation going back to March 22nd. The Heat, as we just mentioned, big-time favorites. They've cemented a spot in the play-in tournament, at the very least. Mathematically not eliminated from a top six seed, but that all changes either with one more loss this season or one more Bucks win this season.
All right.
It's why that 10-game losing streak is so annoying, because imagine, Hawk, they had double-digit leads in six of those 10 losses. Early on, they were beating the Cavaliers by double digits. They had a 17-point lead against the Bulls, a 17-point lead against the Hornets. Even if they win four of those games, they're sitting in the seventh spot right now, and they likely wouldn't have been a six seed, but at the very least, we'd be looking forward to seeing if they could and how they would end the season.
So if they're the 10 or the 9, they do not get a home game?
If they're the 9, they
you
get...
You could get a home game.
No, no. If they're the 9, they host the first playing game against the 10 seed. But you, if you're the 9 or 10 seed, you have to win two playing games. It's the benefit of being in the 7 or 8. You win the first game.
You win.
Even if you're the 8 seed, you are the 7 seed.
Okay.
So you could lose the first one as a 7 or 8 and still host another one and get in.
Right.
Which is what happened to them the last 2 years. 2 years ago, remember they got run off the floor by Clint Capella and the Atlanta Hawks in the first playing game.
We're about to get run off the floor by the Bulls.
We're about to get run off the floor. Then Max Strus just saved their season, and they go on that unbelievable run. Last year, Jimmy Butler gets hurt in the first half versus Philadelphia. The Heat were the 8th seed. We're on the road playing in Philly, and then got the Bulls again at home last season.
And then that guy wouldn't stop running his mouth.
And then Riley told him to shut his mouth.
Yeah.
Because Brendan Tobin asked him about it. Crazy.
Is that all Tobin's fault?
This is all Tobin's fault. It's crazy.
Wow.
Just unbelievable.
I had no idea.
Had to get that question for his YouTube page, huh? Just had to get it, huh, Tobin?
Changed the entire fortunes of the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Clout chaser.
Seriously. Just grifting off Pat Riley's words.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Tobin's a clout chaser.
Mm-hmm. So tonight, 7:30 p.m., the Heat and the Celtics, they play tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies. Apparently, Ja Morant is being investigated again for gun gestures. So when we're talking...
finger guns.
Yeah.
Apparently the finger guns.
When we're talking to Sedano and he's talking about Ja Morant, I mean, sign me up, but man, is he a headache. Like, just a massive headache.
Just put the guns down.
You would think he would know that by now after being suspended for almost an entire season. Melo's going to be an all-star, a Hall of Famer in the class of 2025. And yesterday, we talked about it, but Jokic was the talk of the NBA yesterday. Scores 61 points, knocked in 6 triples, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and then Russell Westbrook misses a layup with under 10 seconds in the game that would have iced it, wide open, and then he fouled Nickeil Alexander with a tenth of a second left when he was putting up a game-winning 3. He knocked in the free throws, and the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Denver Nuggets.
Grizzlies have released a statement, by the way. I hope I'm not getting sent-held here. We're thinking of ways to prevent this from continuously happening with Ja Morant, such as wearing oven mitts during the game to prevent any sudden gestures or even taping down his index fingers. Thank you for understanding. We apologize for the incident. I think that's legit.
Yeah, that's got to be legit. That's definitely coming from the same people that fired the head coach a week before the playoffs. You see the video, though? Like, he definitely does it. He's pointing it at the bench, too.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Like, if it was a Shooter McGavin thing, you'd be like, all right, whatever. Like, bro, he's doing the full finger guns at the bench, staring him down the whole way. Yeah.
Dylan.
Even like Steph Curry was like, what the hell? What are you doing, bro? What are you doing? He's trying to get the ref's attention. All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida right now. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right, we'll get to 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. We'll give you some lines for tonight's Heat game, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Joe, I'm too sexy for Hawk, too sexy for Crowder, and surely too sexy for Solana.
Hawk and Crowder.
Let's do 15 minutes of heat, Solana. Marlins game's going to get started here in about 7 minutes. We've got our wagers in on that, but you do have a Heat game tonight, so give us 15 minutes of heat.
Brought to you by my friends over at Hollywood Kia. Right now at Hollywood Kia, get the star treatment. They're the number one Kia dealer in South Florida. Remember, we want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
Heat tonight are 10.5 point underdogs in Boston right now. You want to guess over-unders. Tyler Hero.
23.5.
23.5 is correct. Bam Adebayo.
19.5.
19.5. He killed me last game.
He did.
I had the under 21.5. He put up 28. Your boy Pelle Larsson.
Ooh. Man, he scored 15 and 14 in 2 starts. I expect him to start again today. I'm going to say 12.5.
8.5.
Oh, man.
Maybe we're betting a Pelle Larsson over tonight.
Listen, man, the Swedish swish, as Tobin would call him, I'm kind of down, man. He's going to play.
Well, where?
Here's the thing, Hawk. Whether or not the game is close or a blowout in favor of the Celtics, he's on the floor late in the game. He's going to have his opportunities.
You're not resting him. 8.5 seems low.
Yeah.
Alec Burks, 7.5. You said he's out, though, didn't you?
No. Burks is, I think, probable for the game.
Oh.
Yeah.
7.5. Davion Mitchell, 8.5. Khalil Ware, 9.5. I'm going to guess Jason Tatum's total.
Tatum is probably at 25.5.
26.5.
Yeah.
Porzingis?
If he plays, he's questionable. Kristaps, 16.5?
19.5. Jaylen Brown, 19.5. Derek White, 16.5. Peyton Pritchard, 12.5. Drew Holiday's listed at 11.5. Isn't he out?
Drew Holiday is questionable. Al Horford, who's coming off a huge game for them, he's doubtful for the game.
All right.
Peyton Pritchard, man, that guy's so annoying. Just clowns the Heat every time. Every single
time. Any chance the Heat covered 10.5, in your opinion?
I think it's possible. I told you, I don't know why Boston would risk playing these guys. I guess because they're back at home after a 6-game road trip and whatever, last couple games, you put them out there, keep the continuity going, but they're locked into the 2 seed, period. They are the 2 seed. So I just don't understand the idea of risking Kristaps Porzingis being injured, risking Brown playing through injury, or even Drew Holiday when they have a title to defend and the playoffs are a week away.
Ira got a question at the Sun Sentinel about Pelle Larsson, your guy.
Yeah.
Ira, Pelle Larsson has gotten his playing time with Wiggins and Duncan Robinson out. What happens when they return? And Ira says, well, to utilize Eric Spoelstra's parlance, I'm sure the Heat will be open to anyone and anything. Pelle Larsson certainly having made a case to remain in the rotation. Assuming the roster gets back to full health, the givens ahead of Pella in the rotation would be Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, Khalil Ware, Andrew Wiggins, and perhaps Davion Mitchell. From there, Pella, through his recent play, certainly has put himself in the conversation with the likes of Haywood Highsmith, Duncan Robinson, and Alec Burks. So it could be as ninth man, it could be as more, depending on the need at the moment.
I think today matters for that. I know in the grand scheme of things, you know, you're going to laugh this off where I'm talking about Pelle Larsson, but in the grand scheme of things, I realize it's not a big deal for the rest of the season, but man, if you maybe found something there, because I don't know, I asked Will Mantle yesterday, what's his ceiling? Like, who can he be? And I don't know, Hawk, like, what if he can be a legitimate role player? What if he can be a starter in the NBA? He looks like he has the potential, but okay.
But you're not going to find that out in the final 8, 9, 10 games. Is that what you're suggesting? Because we find that out about people all the time, with the Heat specifically, where we go, oh, this guy is this. And then all of a sudden, they're not that. Duncan Robinson, we still don't know what Duncan Robinson is. Fair? I'm not kidding.
Nah, we know what Duncan Robinson is. He's a really good shooter, streaky at times, and like that's what he is. He's gotten better at other parts of the game, but he's never going to be somebody you can rely on game in and game out for consistent offense. Huh. What'd I say?
What'd you say, Jimmy?
I don't know.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you're better off.
I'm not saying we're going to find out what Pella is. I'm just saying, hey, Pella, final couple games here, Hawk, plays well. Maybe next season he's not a guy who's playing in 32 regular season games. He's showing you that he can be relied on in a legitimate rotation. That's all I'm saying. And tonight, like, it's cool. Do it against the Hornets. Do it against the Wizards. Fine. But do it against the Celtics. Now we're paying attention.
Anybody else up for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for dinner tonight?
I'm not. Really? I would never have that for dinner.
Same. You would never have that for dinner?
I would never.
Even
have
on
that.
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
No. And you cut off the edges of the bread.
Oh, no.
Right?
The crust.
You like the crust? All right.
Yeah. But I don't like the sandwich cut. When I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I want the 2 pieces of bread. I do not want it cut, period, end of story. Not diagonal, not straight, not into quarters, not cut at all.
Yeah. Well, you know how I feel about that. Cut every sandwich in half. You have 2 sandwiches. So.
Because that's the way a man eats a sandwich, in my opinion. You don't need it cut in half. Again, if you're at a restaurant and it comes cut in half, not that you'd ever order a peanut butter and jelly at a restaurant, but a turkey sandwich. You get a turkey club sandwich. It comes cut in half. It comes cut in half. I'm not going to tell them not to, but I prefer a sandwich to be not cut. cut in half. So but you, for me tonight, like peanut butter and jelly sandwich on white bread, big bag of chips. Got to have chips with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
And because I'd be watching Panthers or Marlins or Heat when I sit down to have it, or all three, to be quite honest, I wouldn't have a glass of milk. I'm not a glass of milk at dinner kind of guy at 55 years old.
Right.
But I would probably have a ginger ale zero.
Okay. All right. Which is basically a lemonade, we're being honest.
Well, not really.
Here's the thing, Hawk. I'm with anybody who wants to have a PB&J in the morning. Don't have time to...
Morning?
Yeah, for breakfast. I'm with anybody who wants to do
breakfast?
That.
For That's breakfast. Not a breakfast item.
I'm not saying it's a breakfast item. It's not a dinner item. So I'm just saying I can understand
Well,
somebody,
generally a lunch item. That's like a school lunch,
for
peanut
sure.
butter and jelly.
For sure, for sure. But
you need a fairly, I don't want to say healthy snack you're out and about, but an Uncrustable.
A
it's
filling.
Not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it's filling, like filling. Yeah. So that's what I think a PB&J is used for. Maybe it's a little too late to be having lunch, but it's too early to be having dinner. You need a snack. You got to power through a little bit. You throw down a PB&J, and it's the best, like, mid-afternoon snack. I'm with you.
Well, I think I'm going to have it for dinner tonight. Yeah. What are you going to have for dinner? Obviously, you're going to be in the studio because you're doing the Heat broadcast, so what did you bring for dinner?
I brought some rice. I brought some ground beef and a banana.
Just ground beef in a Tupperware?
Yeah, a little ground beef in a Tupperware and some rice.
That's odd.
And a banana. Why? Why is that odd?
Just ground beef in a Tupperware.
Ground beef with rice over the top of some rice and a banana.
Mm.
It's like my go-to. Like when I think of like a homey meal, dinner, like rice.
No beans?
Nah, no beans. No beans.
You don't like beans?
I love beans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just don't want to cook
my
them.
Boy Connor Gillespie.
I see.
To Francisco Lindor here.
Did we bet the Nerfy? We didn't, right?
No, we have that parlay, the hits parlay.
Damn, that's right. We should have bet the Nerfy.
What are you going to have for dinner tonight, Jimmy? It is peanut butter and jelly day.
I have no idea.
Whatever mom cooks up.
Yeah, whatever mom whips up.
All right.
You'll eat like a banana, right, Jimmy, with rice and meat?
Yeah, I'll eat that.
Yeah, it's a very
I'll eat that as well. I like that as well. Like a little ropa vieja.
Right.
Some rice.
Mm-hmm.
But ground beef. Yeah, ground beef just strikes me as a little bit odd to have separated in a Tupperware container.
Why?
Because ground beef is like meant to go in a taco shell or tortilla.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm not saying it's not. It for sure is. 100% you throw ground beef in a taco shell. But like carne molida is an authentic or like a classic Spanish dish.
But you said you have a Tupperware filled with ground beef and another one filled with rice.
Yeah.
And so it leads me to believe that you're going to eat them separately.
No, I'm not. I'm going to mix them.
And heat it up?
Yeah. Oh, look, I put them together, actually.
Oh, okay. That makes it more palatable.
I brought my little lunchbox. Some rice.
Yeah, that makes it more palatable.
Just shake it up. It's like a tropic chop.
And you'll eat that in front of Tommy Tighe?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Tommy, you go out to the kitchen?
Tommy's like a pro's pro, man. He won't eat before a broadcast.
He doesn't bring food in? Like he'll be on the broadcast tonight as well. He'll be in the studio with you. So he doesn't bring in food or snacks?
He does, but he eats it. Like he's probably here right now. What are we, three
he
hours
eats
out?
In the kitchen area.
He eats in the kitchen area because he follows the rules. He'll eat in the kitchen area. Mm-hmm. He has a mug for his coffee, like a closed encased mug.
What does he bring to eat? Do you know? What do you think he's eating right now?
Ooh, I know he likes Carrot Express. Big Carrot Express guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That I would not have guessed that.
Really?
Yeah, because I would picture Tommy Tighe as like meat and potatoes, and a restaurant that's named after a carrot that he would just like eat, that he would immediately shun. He's very skinny.
He is.
No, but he just strikes me as the kind of guy that would be like, well, no, if you're going to stop somewhere and get food, you get a egg salad sandwich.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love Carrot Express.
Oh, so good. The wraps. Fire.
The legal wrap.
The legal wrap. So good. Oh, man. So damn good.
You ever been to Carrot Express, Jimmy?
Never.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You ever order the live wrap accidentally and it has quinoa in it? I mean, it's just, it's the worst. Just the worst.
So I get Carrot Express on Uber Eats does BOGO all the time. All the time. But they jack the price of the wrap up to like $27. So I always say, Lori, because there's one in walking distance from us. I go, oh, you want to get something at Carrot Express? Yeah, sure. I go, oh, they're doing BOGO on the legal wrap. Oh, okay. And then it's $27. Bait and switchy.
It's what they do, though, on Uber Eats now.
Like, well, jack it up a couple of dollars, but if you're going to call it buy one, get one, and you're just going to double the price of the wrap, I'm not that dumb.
How do you play?
Oh, I'll still get it. But I'm not that dumb. All right, we got to take a break. I want to give away the Counting Crows tickets here. Counting Crows bringing their Complete Suites tour to Hard Rock Live in July, along with Gaslight Anthem. We've got a pair of tickets every day this week. What caller number do you want to take for these Counting Crows tickets?
Why don't we go with caller number 10, because we need Messi to score tonight.
Fair enough. Caller number 10, 305-567-0560. Mets just scored a run in the top of the first. Who was it that got a hit there? Pete Alonso.
Oh, thank God we didn't bet the Nerfy then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Good call.
Oh, he's using the torpedo bat, though. Shouldn't count.
But we need... We need a hit coming up here. I think Juan Soto bats now, right?
No, he scored. Look, Soto scored.
Oh, did he get a hit?
Yeah.
Or did he get walked?
I think he got walked.
Let me see.
I'd ask Jimmy to check, but we learned he doesn't know how to read a box score for a baseball.
No, he got a hit. Juan Soto got a hit.
He did?
Yeah, got the first leg of that parlay. Let's go.
Let's go, man.
Go, Juan Soto. All right, caller 10 gets the Counting Crows tickets. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. It's a great text from somebody. Just a reminder, you guys are on the air. Like, what did Tommy bring for dinner? Yeah. Oh, I like Carrot Express. Yeah? Okay, yeah. Me too. Juan Soto get a hit? Let me check it out. It's a very casual show. We're just your friends talking in the afternoon on the radio.
I thought that was a good conversation, though. I mean,
we covered the Heat,
mm-hmm.
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day,
yeah.
What Tommy Tighe eats for dinner,
mm-hmm.
and Carrot Express.
Yeah.
And we found out Juan Soto got a hit in the first inning.
I love finding out that people order the same things I order at restaurants. Like, I genuinely, I love that. When you told me that,
like, it feels like validating.
Correct. Like, okay, yeah. I'm make because, you know, you go to Carrot Express. There's a million menu items, but knowing that I'm getting the right thing is a good feeling. That's why I love the
Which
fact
is why
that
I was so disappointing that they took the white chicken chili off the menu at Cheesecake Factory because I was obviously ordering the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same because nobody was ordering that. Literally, nobody was ordering that.
Well, obviously, took it off the.
That's why I was delighted when I found out you ordered the potato skins at Flanagan's because nobody ever shows Flanny's any love over their potato skins, and you and I both love them.
I do. All right. Well, about it.
Yep.
You got anything else, Jimmy?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Alana, you?
Nah. Think I'm
phones are ringing for the tickets.
Yeah, they're lit up.
Fantastic, mm-hmm. fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll take a break. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shout out to all the pair.
Hawk and Crowder.